Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hey, this is Meg Hewlett. I've been with you guys for a long time. I have Hewlett Electric.
Okay, so I noticed
you guys have made my website for me, but I noticed when the last couple of customers that contact me through my website,
uh-huh.
It's been cutting off a phone number because they put one in front of their phone number, and it's been cutting off the last digits of their phone number.
Oh, okay. Let me check that just a sec here.
So they're putting like a one instead of, let's just say it's a 7-digit, but they're putting, so you should probably make it like, gosh, I think you should probably make it, what, is it 10 digits or something or 11 digits? I don't know. Because it's cutting off the last two customers that tried to get a hold of me, I saw that they put a one in front of their number. And then it cuts in and then one of them was a former customer, so I was able to find his phone number. But I noticed that the last couple people were put in a one in front of their phone number, and then it basically cuts off the last number of their phone number.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, thank you for bringing that to our attention, because I didn't think that there was even a cutoff option. I believe you can enter as many numbers as you like, and it should record them. So I'm going to have that checked into immediately. Do you have that information for those leads? If you'd like, I can see if we could try to recover that information. I know those are very important.
So I was able to get a hold of them through the email. So they put an email on
good.
There. So
okay.
Thank goodness I was able to get a hold of them. Yeah, because that would have been horrible, but if they just put their phone number there.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So I'm going to get this checked into right away. I should be able to follow up with you within 24 hours, letting you know it has been fixed. Okay, it shouldn't take longer than that. Also, just wanted to mention, it looks like your payment failed. I'm not sure if that's correct. Let me just double check before I give you wrong info. One second.
Okay.
No, I apologize. That's an internal mistake. I'm not sure why it's showing your account and failed payment, but we'll get that fixed as well. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Do you have me at Hewlett Electric? Do you have my email and everything?
Yeah, we have your email for Meg's Hewlett.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're good. You're good.
Okay. I'll go ahead and reach out to you either way within the next 24 hours, okay?
Okay, and you're going to get those two items fixed as well in the system?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're going to get the two, so you said you're going to pay me, so you're going to get that fixed in the system, and also the other thing, you're going to get both those fixed in the system?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make sure that they're both taken care of right away. Either way, I'll follow up with you, let you know it's done within a day's time.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good day.
You too, bye.
Thanks, bye.